Ferguson out there? Claude? Well, there he is, Claude. Claude, we've got a couple polkas here we want you to help us out with.
We're going to start with Barbara.
The Barbara polka, and then the Red Wing polka, and Claude Ferguson on the spoons.
When I was about 10 years old, my grandmother, Missouri Ann Harris Ferguson, she, by the late 20s, she was a widow living alone on this 40-acre farm, and I spent lots of time with her. She's so interesting to me, and I could help her, and she was such a great teacher. Well, in the evenings, after all the chores was done, except what you could sit around and do in a chair, shelling peas or knitting or sewing, all your entertainment was within the family, you know, in the way of songs, dances, dancing, music, games you played. Everybody had to have their own piano in the house, trumpet, stringed instruments. If you're going to have music, it was live music. And she would get out her, just a pair of metal spoons out of her drawer in her kitchen and put them back to back and between her fingers and play the spoons along with rhythm. And as soon as I got old enough to hold them, well, I had a pair and I was playing along with her. So it went for a few years, and eventually I was good enough that she gave me a pair of those spoons, and I looked them over and said, I can improve on this a little bit. So I took them out to her tool shed, punched a hole in the back of it near the end, and run a harness rivet through, and riveted them together back to back. And so I had my first pair of professional spoons, and I've carried with me since that date. Took them with me through World War II, and I still have them to this date, and I play them regularly when I play a spoon.
Claude, do you have special spoons for solo work?
These are butternut, freshly carved butternut. We'll see what they sound like. A little poppy, a little noisy. Here we go. Anything that she passed on to you, you were to be sure to pass it on, because that's the way she got it. That's the way everybody got everything back then, you know. So how to make sausage, how to butcher a hog. In the frontier, your very lives depended on it. How to make gunpowder. You know, if you learned, you had to pass it on. Anything that she taught you, you were to teach others, you know. She showed you something to do, now your responsibility is to pass it on. she told me that I was to teach others to play the spoons, you know, continue it.
Allie,
I'm Claude Ferguson.
This is
Allie. Hi,
Allie.
I'm Claude Ferguson. Martha Ritter's told me about you and your desire. Shall we get with it?
Sure. How long have you been playing the spoons?
From about 1930, when I was your age or a little younger.
I'm 10.
You're 10. I'm about the same age, maybe a little younger. Year two. That'd be 72 years, is that right? Well, first let's talk about some music. Do you read music at all?
No.
Okay, you don't have to, but you do need to know a lot about a few things. You see, all these other musicians, whether they by ear or by training, have got to know sharps, flats, scale. They've got to know chords and chord changes and key, the key they're in, and majors and minors and all those things. We don't have to worry about it, rhythm section. But what you got to do is be the master of the rhythm, the beat, accent, the time, the theme, song form and changes, chord changes. You got to be the master of all those as well as maintain the rhythm, because that's the job of the percussion section, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, now then we're going to do the playing. So I'm going to give you a set of spoons. You sit right here. This is just one, two, three. And you always want it from the beginning and the end of the song, unless it's otherwise called for. Rhythm section keeps the beat. But I want you to bring your hand down. Never bring the spoon up to the hand. Like that. But what we're going to do is kick in the music here and then see how we do on a waltz. I'm going to get my wooden spoons here. Now this is old Lotus Dickey himself, the old fiddler from down in Orange County. And he's playing the Missouri waltz. Since I'm from Missouri, I always start my students with Missouri waltz. Can you do the waltz time? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. Add the offbeat. A lot of your food and clothing and everything came from the land. Everybody's farmers. You produced your own hogs, butchered them, and put them on the table. You had cows to milk and your beef to butcher. You butcher a couple of hens, wring their neck, dip them in the scalding water and pluck them and have them fried for dinner. Fresh as you get. You just keep going. Now, one, two, add the offbeat. Vegetables all came from the garden. You had to work to produce it. Fill a barn full of hay and corn crib full of corn. By then, you learn to do things in your 5 years old, you had chores, at least by five. You know, you start out with, you'd gather the eggs, you'd slop the hogs, you all had your chores. Oh, we all had to. We were going to eat.
That 1, 2, 3 is just noise. It's keeping time. That's the time. Then you double it, adding the offbeat. Doubles the time, and that makes music out of noise.
As I said, grandmother was a great reader and philosopher, and I never known a person so broad-minded. She would take us to all the different churches, to their services, to their church or Sunday school services, to all the other religious denominations. So we'd hear and how they did it, that kind of exposure.
We take it away.
Okay, let's do another waltz here. We're going to stay in Missouri in the Ozarks, the Ozark Moon. Here we go. This is with a polka band out of North Dakota. If you play the Ozark Moon, I like it. They go, you go, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Add the offbeat. She abhorred the word tolerate. She said the only time you use tolerate is when you're talking about chiggers or blackberry briars. You got to tolerate them.
when you're talking about people, you use respect. In her definition of tolerate is put up with. That's what she, you know, tolerate means put up with. So you look at somebody and say, well, I'm going to tolerate you. What does it say? I'm going to put up with you. But now if I say I'm going to respect, I respect you. I differ, but I respect you. Now, doesn't that a little bit different? And so therefore, throughout my life, when I hear people talking about we got to have more tolerance, we got to have more put up with, we got to put up with more. It's one of those things that gets under my, like a burr under my saddle, to hearing adult, grown-up people talking about tolerating each other. I'm going to get in a room and we're going to go this. Well, it's, I can tolerate you. I can put up with you. She ingrained that into us. That boy, we didn't use that word unless we were talking about chiggers. If you've ever been loaded with chiggers, you know what you do. You tolerate
them. And at the end, on a waltz, you can go.
My cousin plays spoons, too.
You did?
Yeah, she does.
Does she do like we're doing or different?
Yeah, she can play really good. She can play better than me.
All right. Four quarter time. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Now take your spoon. Ready? Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three.
When we play the spoons, we're adding the percussion. So it's a rather simplistic to me. But amazingly, real musicians, I call them, I find it intriguing. Here they're playing a complex tune and I'm just playing a rhythm with the spoons. When I play it back, it sounds good. A good addition. I play back a tune with it and without it. You can tell when and when you have spoons, when you don't have. I just have fun. Hey! Come back to one person. Oh, Allie, you're great. Wasn't that great?
I can switch back and forth.
But yeah, oh yeah, you can. After a while, you get so
yeah. She had a great big bruise on her leg from just playing them spoons at church one Sunday. They really got down.
I had a pair of overalls I've worn for several years.
Mm-hmm.
I had a patch that just failed out at Paoli one time in a session while we were there. That thing just threaded, a piece about 3 inches of oval, just gave up. Hey, that was good. Okay, now then, we're going to speed it up a little bit more. Going too fast?
No, it's all right.
The next one's going to be the Beaumont Rag. You ready to go?
Yeah.
We're going to get it with it now. Go with the beat. My father, John Carl Ferguson, was a great layman in the conservation movement, and therefore I got interested in conservation and wildlife management and forestry in both Missouri and the surrounding states. And I worked there in my senior year in high school on the very first fire danger days and would man that little 50-foot lookout tower in a crow's nest.
I got that.
Finally, I wound up as a forester in the several states of Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Ohio, and finally as a supervisor of the Hoosier National Forest in Indiana, retired.
Okay, now we're going to do nail a catfish to the tree. Here we go.
My whistleblowing involvement over in the realm of morality, it was over the use of off-road vehicles in the specifically the Hoosier National Forest. And my concern was that they're going to open those trails for use in these new three-wheel and four-wheel kiddie toy, I think oversized tricycles. Well, the psychologist said why they'd use these in the woods. They didn't have enough trike time when they were kids. So now they're making up for it.
Hey, you're the natural.
You can imagine running those things through the woods and between trees and right up stream beds in the mud. And my mud tire is better than your mud tire. I mean, it all doesn't make sense, but it happens. And pretty high casualty rate, too.
Watch me.
I was fearful of safety for motorcycles on those trails with 10-inch stumps. I was certain we'd have an accident, and it would make us look, Forest Service look foolish. It was a sad day in the history of the U.S. Forest Service, which my father had helped establish in this region, and then I had worked diligently for, and then have to take them to court over an action that I felt was wrong. And they, instead of investigating the reasons and their knee-jerk reaction at that time was to uphold the action that was wrong and take reprisal actions against anybody who differed with them. See, I was actually fired. Well, because I filed an affidavit in federal court against my very agency that I worked for. But I was vindicated, reinstated to retirement. And I would do it all over again if I had to, and so I have no... And the Hoosier National Forest is closed to ORVs to this very day. Only one in the United States. Hey, you got it, kid. And, you got it. Okay, Deer and Dally, you're doing so great. We could do a couple more, but it's just repetitive now. When you're playing now, Allie, it's real important to play along with the group. You're playing with others, and you got to honor that. Whoever has the lead, you fall in the background. Then it comes your time to take the lead, you need to crank it up. When you're playing with a group, you got to honor that system so that you give the others a chance to come and take the lead and do their thing, and then eventually be your turn. You back them up good while they're doing theirs, and they back you up. Okay?
Yeah.
I think that just about takes you up to the point where you're ready to start playing with them. If we were at a festival right now, I'd have you go on stage with me at this point.
I don't think I'm ready yet for that.
I do. I can tell you better than you can. I've taken people on the stage that lack your ability, and they've done very well. So you're ready. If I ever see you in the crowd where I'm playing somewhere, I'm going to give you a set of spoons and walk off.
I'm not sure that I'm not in there.
I'll get you started and walk off and leave you going. I do that usually with some student. And the next thing they see me, I'm out in the audience looking at them.
Well, thank you very much.
Keep it up now. We'll see you again.
Okay.
And I want to hear from you out here. When you're having a concert, you give me a call.
Hey, I'll email
you. Hey, you can email me. That's the deal. Bye-bye. Things have just been so much noise without a group like this to back me up.
How do you like the butternut ones?
All right. Thank you.
Claude, did you carve those?
Yes, I did. I grew the butternut tree, and then it blew over, and I made spoons out of it.
Tennessee Waltz.
The thing I can do now, my age, I can play and entertain a few, but just those that I can reach, and for a short time, you know, I got remaining. But if I can train youngsters like little Ellie, her age, then it's going for another 2-3 generations. If I can turn out a few replacements, then I've accomplished the mission of passing it on and multiplying it. You know, just one little thing, but it's a thing I can do. So there are other instructors out there teaching banjo and fiddle and guitar and auto harp and dulcimer, and I'm teaching spoons.